It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jim, man, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Liz.
List is endless, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I want to talk about Liz Cheney. And I know we've talked about her before, but...
From Wyoming.
Yeah, but, John, it is so unusual that you see somebody who was always known to have her feet planted on the ground. You didn't agree with her on every topic. That's irrelevant. She was not insane. Okay. And she has gone over the edge. Now, these are pieces from an interview that Bret Baier just did with her. This is after she had been ousted, you know, from her leadership position in the House. I'm going to have to stop it a couple times because you and I are just going to have, we're just going to have to go off. Are
go
you ready?
Yeah, we got time. Go for it.
Okay, here we go. This is picking up right in the middle of the interview.
Abide by the rule of law.
Do you believe that America is better off with President Biden than President Trump?
I believe that President Trump's policies, which I supported 93% of the time, were much better for America.
Okay, that's not an answer.
No, it's not an answer.
Okay, you're saying that you prefer his policies. And by the way, in a moment here, she'll say she didn't vote for Biden, which means she didn't vote for either. But you did everything you could to stop President Trump from beating Biden.
Right.
You did everything you could, therefore, I don't care what you did with your vote. That's one number. That's nothing, okay? You did everything you could, ma'am, to help Joe Biden get elected. And I got news for you. Either one of their tweets don't affect my life. It's their policies that do. And you just said you agreed with 93% of his policies. John, what is she saying here?
That she's glad Biden's president.
Yes. She's glad, even though she disagreed with 93% of the policies, she's glad Joe Biden is president.
Mm-hmm.
This is sick.
That's stupid.
This means you do not care about how all these lives are affected. That's Let's continue.
Now, that isn't the issue, though. The issue is whether or not we abide by the rule of law.
Did you? Whoa. 93% of the policies, that's not the issue? That doesn't affect everybody's life? Am I missing something?
No, you're not.
Okay, continuing. She says, abide by the rule of law. By the way, I want you to listen and tell me where she ever gives any evidence that Trump broke the law.
Okay.
Whether or not, I did not. I would not vote for a Democrat ever. The issue is whether or not we are going to stand up for the rule of law and stand up for the Constitution. That is above partisanship. It's above politics. And I think that Americans across Wyoming and across the country know we have to be a party of truth. We've got to be a party that stands for substance. We have to be a party of Reagan that looks at a strong national defense, low taxes, limited government. We have to be about ideas, not about a cult of personality to one man who launched a violent attack on the Capitol and who continued.
Okay.
One man who launched a violent attack on the Capitol.
And she just said she's for smaller government, less taxes. You heard her. Blah, 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 blah. Is that what we have now?
No, John. We have the opposite.
Oh.
And oh, by the way, the rule of law and honesty and truth. Hello, Ukraine, China. Everything about Joe Biden is the opposite of all that.
Yep.
And by the way, she says that Donald Trump launched this attack. Really, Liz, how did he launch this attack on the Capitol? Did he do it by saying march peacefully and patriotically? Did he do it by having absolutely no connection whatsoever to those who committed the violence? He didn't. Their organization, his organization, nothing in between.
You are correct.
No connection.
You are correct.
Liz, are you offering one scintilla of evidence tying him to doing that? Or are you just saying that he's causing all that violence because he doesn't agree with the election results? In which case, why aren't you blaming Hillary Clinton, who disagreed with her election results, for all the violence that was committed by the left, who hated Donald Trump, for the next 4 years? Do you hear Liz Cheney complaining about that?
No, of course not. Of course not.
She's fixated on one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Orange man bad.
Continuing on.
He used to say the election was stolen.
I'm going
to
read you a tweet. Here it is. Republicans deserve leadership that represents the views of their constituents, not their own personal vendettas. We need leaders in Congress that stand up for conservative Republican ideology. Liz Cheney is not that leader. So instead of training fire on the president, she really should have been training fire on Biden and that agenda. That's what you want out of your leadership. And unfortunately, she didn't rise to that challenge. You know who that tweet is? George P. Bush, the nephew of President Bush, who tweeted that out yesterday. That is a feeling, as you know, and you've heard it from your colleagues. So how do you react to that?
Well, he's misinformed. I think that, you know, when you look at what we're facing as a nation, there is nothing that we need to do as Republicans that is more important than have a strong Republican Party that can attract back the voters that we lost in 2020. And that means that we have to be in a position where we are being clear. We stand for the rule of law.
Yeah.
We stand for it. Brett, every time I say.
Okay. Every time you say the rule of law, you gloss over the fact that you've said not one single word to prove that Trump broke it. He was found completely innocent of Russian collusion. He was found innocent of Russian obstruction. He did nothing to obstruct. There were no deleted emails, Liz. There were no, bleached hard drives, Liz. There was nothing. He didn't bribe, Ukraine. He didn't bribe Ukraine with $1 billion of our money to keep Ukraine from investigating his son, Liz.
Correct. No, you're right. Everything you're saying is correct. She's well, there's a reason she's not in leadership anymore.
Yeah. The reason she's not in leadership is not because she doesn't like Donald Trump. You're free to like or dislike a person. This is not a cult of personality, as she called it. There's no cult of personality around Donald Trump. We didn't build Greek columns for him when he spoke.
Mm-mm.
We didn't train kids to chant his name and go, Donald J. Trump.
Right.
We didn't have posters all over the country with his likeness and the religious term hope under them.
Right.
We didn't do anything. You know why we like Donald Trump, John? It's one simple reason. Because for once, after decades of people like her running things, we had somebody, when we went to the negotiating table with other countries, there was someone on our side of the table.
That's right. That's right.
We like that.
It's as simple as that. He represented people that hadn't been represented in a very, very long time.
Yeah. It's not a cult at all.
Right.
Right. It's people who just say, he's putting America first. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I liked a lot of the policies he had compared to what we have today. Talked about it yesterday, and I think I confused a few people in what I was saying, so I'll make sure I'm perfectly clear. I do blame a lot of those individuals, Christians included, that had that, he tweets so mean, I just can't vote for that.
I blame them too.
I just can't vote for him. You know, I don't like his style. I don't like how he treats others. I don't like what he tweets out. I don't like what he says. I can't lower myself to vote for that.
John, were we hiring him to be our savior or our president?
The president. Period.
Well, our pastor or our president?
The president. Period.
Character matters if he is doing corrupt, dishonest things. Selling out our country. He did none of that.
No, he did the opposite of that.
Yes. And by the way, he did nothing to cause January 6th. Disagreeing with an election? And by the way, she says repeatedly in this interview, I won't play anymore, about how the election was absolutely, you know, above board. It was legal. It was, and I'm just like, really? Then, Liz, what would have been a problem about us simply having an audit of the election results in four states? Which Ted Cruz wanted.
Nothing.
Nothing. What are you afraid of, Liz? If it's all above board, why were you against the audit, which she was?
Liz isn't even a rhino. She's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Period. You can call her a rhino all you want to, but she's a Democrat.
Yeah. The reason she supports 93% of his policies is simple. She's in Wyoming, and she'd be thrown out if she
had to.
And she's going to get thrown out anyway.
Yeah, she's gone.
Well, she's gone.
Her political career is over.
But when you hear stuff like this, doesn't she deserve it?
Well, unless switch sides, move, go somewhere else?
Doesn't matter.
She's done?
Well, I mean, if she goes to another state, sure.
She becomes a Democrat?
Yeah. But there is no way she can compete in Wyoming.
Oh, no, I agree with that. No, yeah, she's done there.
She's finished.
Yeah, she's finished. You know, she'd have to move.
The one real problem in Wyoming is they have the open primaries. And so the Democrats, what they do, and they do this up in Wyoming a lot, is that they cross over or go unaffiliated, I forget which it is, and they will support people like this.
Mm-hmm.
Rabidly. I mean, they do it big time. Okay? It won't be enough. It won't be enough. The Republicans will thunder down on her. This next time around, she's done.
I agree, by the way. She's continuing to dig herself a deeper hole.
Yeah.
She should have stopped while she was a little, maybe not ahead, but the hole wasn't as deep as it is now.
She should have fixated on her job and not the ex-president. If you and I, we're Trump supporters, right? We like Trump. Mm-hmm. We support Trump.
Now, if you and
I fixated on Trump one-tenth as much as this lady does, people would throw us in a loony bin.
Well, and make sure that we're clear on that. We called out Trump when he did things we didn't like.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. We did.
All the time.
Sure.
Even if he did a tweet we didn't care for, we would say so.
Yeah, you know why? Because it isn't a cult, Liz.
Right.
We're not a cult. A cult, you can't question the grand leader.
Somebody also said, tell Andy we didn't put signs in the yard saying Trump lives matter.
Oh, whoever sent that in, God bless you. That's perfect.
Yeah, we didn't.
Well put.
We didn't.
No.
I mean, we looked at Donald Trump as somebody that we thought could help our country head the direction that we wanted it to head, but he wasn't our savior.
No.
He's not just, by a long shot.
All Donald Trump was is a guy who negotiated on our side of the table for once. Yeah. Who looked at these countries and said, give us a better deal. You're ripping us off. I like that.
I agree. All right, we'll come back. John, hang tight. We'll take you in just 1 minute. Let's take a break. Bruce Simmons is up next. He's our reverse mortgage specialist, and you can get your information from Bruce on that. Again, don't listen to other people when they talk about reverse mortgages. Talk to Bruce instead. Hit him up directly. He'll give you exactly what you need to know and all your answers. Find him at klzradio.com, 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh. And it doesn't matter if you've been involved in an accident, you've got a legal question, a business question, you name it. About the only thing that he does not do is family law. So anything else legally speaking, give Kevin a call today. Find him at fleshlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH. Or call 303-806-8886.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Real quick, because I forgot to do this at the top of the hour, the impossible question answer. And it's the handy kitchen appliance that went on sale on the 1st of April, 1889. The answer would be a dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Okay. I didn't know they were that old, 1889.
I mean, did they do it without electricity? Was there kind of a manual kind of?
I will go back. I will look as we go through this. It was created in Charlie's hometown.
Wow, okay.
So there we go. All right, John and Cheyenne, you're next, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I hate calling back second time.
You're fine.
But you and Andy are wrong. Right now, and I'm she has a chance of holding her seat, and here's why. There are 7 declared Republicans running for that seat. It's a winner take all right now. No runoff, so whoever gets the most votes in the primary
really
is going to win.
I thought they had a runoff. They don't have a runoff? And you've got
we put one into effect in the last legislative session, but they didn't approve it until 2023.
Oh.
The counties came out and said they didn't have enough time, which if we had enough time to shut the state down for COVID, there was enough time to redo the primary schedule, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, John, let me ask you this. Do you suspect that some of those declared candidates are actually being funded or helped by Liz Cheney and being put out there to divide up the opposition?
There's one guy who was, I don't know if you remember the last Wyoming election for governor.
No.
Foster Freeze was one of the guys that was running.
Right.
And his campaign manager or chief of staff threw his hat in the ring. And Foster Freeze is a billionaire. So,
right.
But, you know, he's got a... And then another guy, he was a 30-year Army guy. He was living some other state, I think California. He was raised in Gillette, Wyoming. He's coming back. He wants to run. And then we've got the 2 front runners, which either would be really good, is Anthony Bouchard. He's a state senator. And Charles Gray, he's a state representative from the Natrona County. Either of those guys would win it hands down against her. But all these other folks throwing their hat in the ring is going to dilute the vote. And you know what happens when that happens.
And yeah, it can be bad. Hmm. I mean, you don't think, John, they're going to rally around someone?
It's hard because we had the same problem in 18 for governor. There were 2 much better candidates than Mark Gordon, Foster Freeze and Sam Galliotis. And then another one that John had on his show not too long ago, Harriet Hagerman.
Mm-hmm.
Those 3 all split the vote, and that's how Gordon got the nomination. So, and here's the other thing. Lizzie's already got $3 million in her campaign coffers.
I don't think the money will help her, because the sentiment is so strong out there. But I do think splitting up the opposition could.
Yeah, and there was a survey done by Cowboy State Daily, and 52% of the people said they'd vote for anybody but Liz. But that's only 52% right now. Other people name names, but a whole 52% said anybody but Liz. So I wouldn't totally count her out yet. Hmm. She's the daughter of a consummate politician. She's been in politics. I wouldn't call her a rhino. She is a total swamp dweller from way back.
Hmm. Agreed.
here's the other thing. Remember, she came to Wyoming in 14 and tried for run for Senate. The floor with her in the primary.
You cut out.
Yeah, say that again, John.
I'm sorry?
Say that again. You cut out for a second. Say that one more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. In 2014, Getz in the primary for Senate wiped the floor with her.
Okay, so she didn't win then.
She got like that. And then in 16, Cynthia Lummis's husband was dying, and she stepped down from Congress. So it was a wide-open seat. There was no incumbent. So that's how she got the nomination. But she's had, you know, I voted for her because the Democrat was, she was a real, real out there AOC-type Democrat running in Wyoming, if you can believe that. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but don't say she's going to lose, because until after Election Day in 2022, I won't say she's going to lose, because she's too good of a politician.
I'm still going to, you know, John, I'm still going to predict she loses. I'm going to predict that the sentiment, and you got to keep in mind, Donald Trump has already dedicated massive money, PAC money, to going after her. He's going after her, and when he does that, he'll do it choosing a candidate. He'll pick one and rally behind him.
That's what we got to say. We're saying that one of the two front runners should drop out and run against Gordon, because he's Liz, and you know he's not even as conservative as Liz. So,
you're right.
But nobody's running against him right now. We were hoping one of the two front runners would run against him, and then we could get rid of both of them in 2022. But I'll keep you guys up to date. I'm a little closer than you are in Denver.
You are that, no doubt.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, John. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. I hope, Andy, you're right and he's wrong.
I think John, I think he has a point. He did bring new information there. I did not know that there was no runoff, that it was just
that
a primary of that many, and whoever gets the most wins. I still think
it muddies the waters a little, doesn't it?
Well, it muddies it a lot. However, you got to keep in mind, some of the small fry will only take like 1% each. They won't have any impact. But my concern is that you'll have like three who will split it up. The big problem is if Trump endorses one of them, people will see that as a rallying point.
Okay.
And so I'm predicting that she's done.
I hope you're correct.
Yeah.
Hope you're correct. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little what's going on with masks.
Let's do that.
Shall we? We'll do that as soon as we come back. Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith. Call Al today. If your financial advisor hasn't talked to you, spoken to you, sent you anything, or even called you, especially through COVID, you need somebody else. Give Al a call today. KLZradio.com, 303-744-1128.
Before you make any decisions about specific strategies to collect your retirement funds, you need to picture yourself in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, meets with plenty of people who've never thought about how they will spend their retirement years. So he starts every consultation with an exercise in imagination. You probably have a plan bouncing around in your brain somewhere. Starting a business, traveling overseas, volunteering at your church, going on a mission trip, moving closer to family. Al will help you to envision, after decades of hard work, finally having enough time to do what you want. As you describe your future goals, Al will establish a realistic projection of what you'll need in retirement. Start planning early so most of your retirement income can be tax-free. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, one of those things we mention a few times a year is tires alignment and making sure suspension is in good order, especially after we head through these winter months we've been through. And I would highly suggest you get that done at Geno's today. 303-794-6700. They really are alignment specialists, and they will take care of your vehicle and make sure things are in proper working order. It's that simple. Geno'sAutoservice.com. Geno's with a J. Again, 303-794-6700.
Now's the time to take advantage of Geno's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Breaks parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Geno's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Geno's team will back up their work with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Geno's continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, John Rush and Andy Pate. And John, let's talk about masks.
Here's the key,
because everybody wants to know, what about people who are not vaccinated? And in this story, it's from the DenverChannel.com. Polis said the state is advising, here's the key, but not requiring unvaccinated people to continue wearing a mask indoors in a setting with more than 10 people. In other words, all that people hear in that entire phrase is, but not requiring. Even if you've not been vaccinated, you are no longer required to wear a mask.
Awesome. Finally.
Yeah, he buckled. He didn't want to do this, by the way. He got dragged kicking and screaming into it. And what angers me is that he's going to try and put it out there like, look what I'm allowing for you. You got to be kidding me.
Buds. What a jerk.
Let me ask you something, John.
Hmm.
You're a business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You got two businesses. The one business, they've enforced it because they had to. But they were nice about it. They were as nice as they could be. They did what they had to do because it's law and all that kind of stuff.
Understand.
But they didn't get
in your face over it.
They didn't get in. Well, and they knew that some customers were going to be angry, but they were nice. They held it together just as you would advise as
right.
a business manager. There are a number of them who were Karens.
Oh, and to the max.
Nasty. What is going to happen? Do you think that customers won't forget?
Well, they will. No, they won't forget. So, I mean, now, let me rephrase that. Some, of course, will.
Sure.
Some people just do.
Well, especially the liberal ones don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Because they're Karens.
Yeah, they could care less. Those of us, though, that where you have, number one, a choice. Number two, you didn't like the way they treated you during COVID. Are you going to find another place to shop? Yeah, you sure will.
Yeah, let me give you an example. King Soopers. They want to keep the mask mandate in place for them.
They still want to keep it rolling.
Obviously, Sprouts, which is, basically a communist organization, okay? Sprouts is so far left. Yes, I said it. I know nothing about them personally, but I just know they were as masked Nazi as you could possibly get when you went in there.
Mm-hmm.
Safeway, from what I'm hearing, is more relaxed.
Okay.
Okay. Is that going to pay off for Safeway, if that's the case?
For some, yes.
Well, you're only talking about some. Every one of these places has their core audience that's mm-hmm. going to come no matter what. But you don't make it in business with just your core. You need the other ones. You need to bring in the extras. If the extras start gravitating towards Safeway, that could be a problem, if this is actually true. Costco has been more mask Nazi than Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know. Are you saying Costco has dropped the mandate altogether?
The new policy coming from Costco corporate is it will no longer require customers to wear masks at its locations where the state or local jurisdiction does not have a mask mandate. They will also not require proof of vaccination.
Okay, so they're doing the same as Sam. What they're doing is matching their competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Very wise. I think people will, because they've got, people have memberships mm-hmm. to Costco and Sam's Club, I think they're going to forget and let it go. And I do.
I think so.
They're going to let it go. But if you are a place that, has made it hard on people and held out, and by the way, if you're going to enforce mask rules in your restaurant now going forward where others don't, I think you're going to pay the price.
I think you're very foolish if you do that.
Yeah, you tell me. You You train businesses, what's going to happen to them?
There will be a core, and I'll get to Bill here, so there will be a core group of individuals that will want to go to those places that require masks. Great. Good for them.
Sure.
There are going to be, I think, a larger portion. Those will become more and more the minority as time goes by. And if you're going to be that business catering to them, more power to you, but you're not going to make it.
No.
Not as time goes by. You might now initially, but you won't. You won't as time goes by.
Mid-June.
Or sooner.
You're gone.
A couple of weeks even.
Yeah.
Trust me, this is going to go quickly. Billy and Boulder, you're next, sir.
I've got a solution for all of this, you guys. I heard one today. It was kind of funny. I guess it's a T-shirt, actually. And basically it just says, I identify, there's the key phrase,
as vaccinated.
I identify as being fully vaccinated.
That's awesome.
And then
that's awesome.
Can't challenge that, right? Because that's if you awesome. Challenge that, then you're not woke.
You know, the one thing I haven't been able to find, and I'm trying to find a good guest that can come on and be an expert on this. So anybody out there listening, if you know somebody, please let me know. I'd love to chat and interview them. And that is how HIPAA, Bill, works when it comes to a place like a, say, Costco asking for proof of vaccination. Now, Costco, of course, is saying they're not going to. And I'm guessing they're doing that because I do believe that's a – I don't know for sure, but I think that's a violation of HIPAA if you ask that.
I went down this rabbit hole. I can't remember if I went – if it was with you guys maybe a couple months ago, but I thought I found that if it's to comply with a public health order and if the public's health is at risk, then it is something –
But now that it's not, does – again, the rules have changed today.
Correct. Yeah, because you would be being right. more strict than the – public order.
Right.
And, you know, the Democrats try to get around this because we are talking about Democrats here, okay? They try to get around this by saying, no, that's only for your doctor who cannot release your record or, you know, cannot do that. But you can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem with that is this. That's to protect you. So if somebody cannot ask your doctor for proof of your vaccination, that's the same as saying they cannot ask you. Because who would clear your doctor to give that proof? You. So I think
I think
Democrats are in a bad shape there.
I think it's all going to, hopefully I'm right, too, that this is all going to be very moot because I think the House of Cards is crumbling.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, coming back to what you guys were talking about just before I came on, too, people, the public, we're clamoring to return to normal. Those businesses that espouse and embrace that mindset and say, you know, you don't have to wear a mask in here because it's for a number of reasons. People are going to just – I've seen this happen, actually, in some places. I was over on the West Slope a couple weeks ago in Mesa County. They had actually relaxed the mask order already, and there were stores – a lot of stores there was like, don't worry about it. And there were a few places that were still holdouts and, no, we still want you to wear the mask. But the places where there were no mask requirements inside, I mean, people were really loving it. And, I'm so glad to see it actually coming, you know, here now finally. And, what are we, months behind Texas and mm-hmm. South Dakota and Florida and places
several.
Like that.
Well, Bill, you are a very astute political observer. You always have been. So, no,
well,
you are. You are. And so let me ask you this question. We know going forward over the next several weeks, people are going to see, even with the masks off, that COVID doesn't come raging back right. and people are fine. Given that, how are more people going to look at these politicians who have demanded we have to mask up all this time?
Well, I we're starting to see it already, I think. I mean, and by that I mean the Republican Party is slowly growing a backbone again, which is long overdue.
Yep.
And, you know, I think to play devil's advocate, people will counter with, well, that's the effect of the vaccine. But the astute respondent to that claim will say, I heard a stat today that there's a very, it's less than half, I think, of a lot of federal workers in CDC
yes.
and some of these.
I actually had a clip I was going to play on that earlier. That even Fauci himself uh-huh. admitted it's somewhere between 50% and 60%
yes.
of even people
right.
in his, you know, area that have been vaccinated.
And how do they explain Texas?
Right.
6-7 weeks without it and no rise in numbers. And this is before the vaccine became that widespread.
Not only that, in spite of all of the illegal aliens that are coming across for COVID positive.
Great point.
Now, real quick, I did find something on the Cato Institute that does talk about HIPAA and privacy and the fact that a lot of people have misconceptions when it comes to HIPAA, and it really has to do more with your health insurance and what's being shared across medical providers and so on. What I don't understand about this is it doesn't, or it says that it's okay and it's not against the law if a non-medical business asks a medical question. Now, whether or not you have to give that up or not is, to me, where some of that gray area comes in, because HIPAA covers the release of data to third parties. But if a restaurant or a stadium, for example, asks to know if you're vaccinated or not, I still haven't seen a direct answer as to whether or not. I mean, they can legally ask it. There's nothing says they can't. But I haven't seen anything here that says you legally have to give that to them. Now, since it's a business, if it's private, I'm assuming they can just say, well, if you're not going to provide that, then we're not going to let you in.
Yeah, but John, there's such a huge difference between legally asking and legally requiring a response before you serve them. That's a huge difference.
No, my point is they can ask, and if they so decide as a private business not to serve you, that's their prerogative.
Mm-hmm. That is their prerogative, just like the businesses in Mesa County a couple of weeks ago. Some of them were requiring you to still wear a mask, and others were abiding by the county's guidelines and not requiring you.
And by the way, for everybody listening, I said this from day one when COVID happened and masks started. In fact, there's a post I went back and even looked on my Facebook page where I actually said I'm fine with individual businesses being able to do with whatever they want with said business. If they decide that they want to ask you for a vaccination card and you decide you want to shop someplace else, so be it.
Absolutely. But my big question is, how's that going to go for them?
I think very, very, not very well. I think it's stupid.
That's what I think, too. And by the way,
I think it'd be very dumb.
And by the way, Bill, stay on for a sec because I want to ask you this, too. What changed? Okay. Look, the reason that I'm
they
just going
to read the data.
Yeah. Well, the data's been out there for a while, though. What changed except that Joe Biden had to do something because a bunch of horrible economic numbers just came out and he had to throw a bone to the country? Because other than that, what changed on whether or not you could wear a mask or not wear a mask with or without vaccination between now and a week ago? Nothing. Am I right?
No, nothing more than what you guys are saying, and then add to that the fact that today, and we're going to talk about this next week, but there was announcements today that, you know, we've got X amount of people that just flat out will not go back to work. We've had still there was an overestimate of people that would go back to work by now. It still has not been attained. My feeling is they're doing this now to make people go back to work.
Well, wasn't it Kemp, governor of Georgia, today said that they're not going to be paying the $300 a week?
Yes, he said that yesterday.
Yeah, that's like eight or nine
Arizona's,
states now.
Arizona's done the same thing. Several have done that now.
Yeah, excellent.
And now
South Dakota led the way on that, by the way.
And Florida is basically saying if you're a business that asks for this information, you're going to have problems with us as a state.
Yeah. They said you cannot ask.
You're not going to ask is what they said.
If they've been vaccinated.
Right.
Period.
Well, you know, whatever happened to the old, it's my body, so it's my choice. I mean,
it only applies if you're getting an abortion, Bill. Come on.
That one. Right, but they're so quick to run that one.
You are right.
When it suits their argument, if we can spin it around on them, then it just really illustrates, you know, the fallacy that they've been trying to run on us the whole time and just the lack of any type of cogent thought, I mean, throughout this whole thing.
Well,
I was just going to say, I've shared with you guys before, you know, when this thing started over a year ago, I was deathly afraid of it. And then I realized, oh, I had it, and it wasn't that big of a deal. And I really started doing all of the research on it. And I came to realize that our response to this was far overblown.
Yeah, we blew it up
here, but globally.
Big time. Yep, that's exactly right.
I think
a lot of people are doing the same thing, too. And that's why, you know, coming back to your question earlier, Andy, is what's changed. You know, I think there's a sea change, and it's been slow in coming down to what's changed over the past week. I think you're right, and, you know, kind of the economic driver to this, because this is an economic train wreck just waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I think the bottom line here is that.
Work.
Yeah, Bill, I think the bottom line here is this. We have these liberal governors and this liberal president who have been telling us one thing now for the last few months, last couple months, and we've had conservative governors telling us the opposite. And in the last couple days, haven't these liberals had to simply admit the conservatives were right. I mean, isn't that what's basically happening?
That's what's happening now. They're not saying it that way, but yes, that's what's happening.
Right. Yeah. You're right, John. They're not going to phrase it that way because they don't want to have that egg on it.
No, they'll never say it that way.
Right. They're never going to say it
that way. But I do believe because of what some
plays out.
I do believe what some of you guys just said a moment ago about why are they doing this. Well, Andy's point, the economic numbers, the fact that people aren't going back to work, people are afraid to go to work. You know, they've got to do this to get this fear factor down to get things back on track, or we're going to really be screwed as a country, economically speaking.
But masks don't hurt the economy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't make people afraid to leave their apartments and their homes.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
Well, I proved my point earlier. I don't know if you heard this, Bill, earlier in the week. I don't know that Andy did either. But, you know, I read the Nextdoor stuff, and I belong to, over in Arvada, the Facebook page of Arvada and so on and so forth. And I won't say where this came from because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But there was a post the other day that came out, and it went something along these lines asking this question. And you could tell from looking that this was a younger lady that, not super old, but, probably – probably mid-40s, I'd say. Hard to get an exact, birth date on that. But at any rate, the question was, how do I safely go to the doctor? That was the question. In other words, how do I get on public transportation without getting COVID? I mean, this is a person that is literally scared to death to leave their home for fear they're going to get COVID.
Yeah. I was, to your point, I was out on a big long bike ride out east of Boulder here yesterday, out in the middle of nowhere, BFE, right? Cows walking around in the field.
Mm-hmm.
People on their bikes still wearing masks with nobody else around.
Unbelievable.
I don't get it, Bill.
Just
the damage and the impact of our collective psyche is
it's huge.
Criminal.
It is.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, Bill, really every bad. One of those people looks at us and says, you need to look at the science. And we're like, we are.
Look at the data that backs up the science, folks, please.
Yeah.
Which we've been talking about on this program forever now.
Right. And it's just the shift or the hypocrisy of not looking at this science, but then being so quick to blame us on claiming that we don't look at the science of climate change. Wait a minute. this is a little more discreet.
That's another one. Look at the data there, because it kind of follows the same path that we've gone when it comes to COVID. Go look at the data, folks. I mean, it'll tell you exactly what's going on there.
Well, bottom line, with both climate change, and thanks for bringing that up, Bill, with both climate change and COVID, if no one was talking about it right now, you'd have no idea it was there.
That's right. It wouldn't exist.
Oh, my God. That's such a great point, Andy.
Yep.
It is such a great point.
Yep.
It really is. If this wasn't, it would be business as usual.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Bill, as always, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Really appreciate your calls, always. Let's do this. We'll take our last time out. We'll just combine all these together. Charlie, Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, get that free mortgage review today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Franktown Firearms, folks, it's a good weekend to go buy a gun. Head out to Franktown. They've got great inventory. It may take you a while to get through the background check, but that's fine. Get that started while you're out there. Find out exactly what they can do when it comes to training. They've got accessories, and they've also got ammo. 720-770-7777 or go to klzradio.com.
A good shop fights on your behalf to make sure you get the most out of your insurance claim. Chances are, your insurance adjuster has never fixed a car before. Your adjuster may not realize that your vehicle has hidden or secondary damage as a result of your collision. So your insurance claim may not cover those repairs, unless your auto body shop advocates for you. Al Sturm has a long history of working with insurance companies, both as a customer service representative helping people with their claims over the phone and as a collision repair specialist communicating between his own customers and their adjusters. Al and his team at A Good Shop will advocate for you behind the scenes, fighting on your behalf to make sure your claim covers everything. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Everyone at Franktown Firearms has the same goal, to fire off some freedom seeds safely and confidently. That common goal builds relationships based on shared values and mutual respect, which makes Franktown Firearms one of the few places you can preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Because they maintain good relationships with suppliers, treat customers with respect, and offer lower tax rates, Franktown Firearms continues to sell guns and ammo at or below MSRP. But they don't only want you to buy a gun. They want to see you develop confidence through practice. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/franktown for $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members, first responders, and military veterans receive discounts in the shop, as well as discounts on all classes. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, welcome back. Rush to Reason, our last little segment here. KLZ 560, Rhonda in Northern Colorado, you are next.
So, good afternoon, gentlemen. Two things real quick. So, last Sunday, I went to have a COVID test so that I could go back to work Monday, but okay. was told I had to stay home Monday to make it my 7 days of quarantine without symptoms. And okay. I'm like, whatever.
Okay.
So, in regards to that, all of that stuff must be tied in some way, because then I had gotten a text to my phone about some kind of mobile clinic where they're doing vaccines, and I thought, oh my gosh, really? And then, you know, they're already talking about another pandemic coming. So I think the Dems are going to pull another pandemic out of their hat
for
messing up the midterm, hoping that, you know, they get everything in 2022.
I would not argue with you there, Rhonda. I think you're probably a good predictor there.
But I'm going to say one thing, Rhonda. They're going to have a harder time selling that when people love how guys like DeSantis have handled it and they hate how guys like Polis have. So it may not work too well.
This next time around, it's not going to be as easy, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, because it's almost to the point where I would start touting a sign about didn't know that Hitler was still alive.
yeah.
Well, I, you know, like you, the one gentleman said earlier, my choice, my body.
Right. Exactly.
So people do not want the vaccine. They shouldn't be forced in any way, shape, or form.
This is a personal choice, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer. You guys have all heard me say that. If you feel like, and I've had some family members get it, so you know what? If you feel it's right for you and you think that's something you should do, then, you know, by all means, go get it done. I would also say, though, on this, on the opposite hand, Rhonda, if you're somebody that feels like you've had it, you've got the antibodies, you don't need it, you know what? Knock your socks off. Don't get it then.
Right. But those who do not, you know, who choose not to get it, you can't travel here, or you can't travel there, or you can't hop on an airplane. That's not fair.
No, it isn't.
No, I agree. You're 100% right. Got to run. Rhonda, appreciate that very much. We're running out of time. By the way, she's right. Bill, you're right. I mean, all of you have had great comments, and I appreciate it very much. It'll be interesting to see what happens next. I've had a couple of text messages here just the last few minutes on what are the airlines going to do next with all of these mask mandates. And frankly, I will answer that. That will come from the feds. Because the FAA, you know, mandated by the Biden administration, will be the ones that make that particular change. I don't think right now, even if, you know, Southwest, for example, wanted to come out and have a no-mask rule, they would be allowed to, because it's a FAA rule right now that you have to wear a mask. That would come from the feds.
If you have a vaccine card, that's where the feds would put it in.
You're probably correct on that. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Hard to say. Enjoy your weekend, though, everybody. If you missed the second hour, we're going to replay next. We're going to do a little different this weekend. So we're going to do the
movies.
70s movies next. So if you missed any of that, have a good time. That'll be next between 6 and 7. I will be back tomorrow. Fix It Radio first thing in the morning at 9 a.m., followed up by Drive Radio. So don't go anywhere. Andy, thanks. Have a great weekend, y'all. And this is not Drive Radio. It's Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.